Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Unser, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ortega. Brown moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Horton steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Askew trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Horton scores. It's 5-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Howard reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball towards left. May settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on May. Howard scores. McMullen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. the Indians will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Davalillo strikes out. 1 out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stroud. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Alves moves to third. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant bunts towards first. Howard fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Howard. Fuller moves to third. Tiant moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuller tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Casanova scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to third. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. Peterson scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.